Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Welcome back to this Game Day series, examining what happened at the cross like a video-assisted referee from six different angles. If you've just jumped in, then remember you can catch up from week one on this podcast feed so you don't miss a single angle of this greatest event in history. So let's get going with the sixth VAR of the cross of Christ. Your faith has saved you, healed you, made you whole. Go in peace. Luke chapter 7, verse 50. All athletes and coaches experience injury. Our bodies can be honed through consistent diet and training, day after day and week after week. Yet, when we least expect it, we can be injured and so not able to train or compete. This is one of the most frustrating aspects of sport. When you can't play, you lose confidence, energy, and, with long-term injuries, hope. Facing injury is a horrible experience for athletes. That's why the VAR of the cross, which focuses on healing, is so important. For the New Testament writers, the ideas of salvation and healing are closely linked. In the New Testament, Jesus' healing miracles represent the restoration to wholeness of people broken by sin. We are sick with sin, but Christ's death and resurrection restores us to spiritual health. From the very beginning of the New Testament story, it is evident that Jesus has come into the world to save us from our sin. Mary will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Just as injured players know they need the physiotherapist and club doctors, so sinners, says Dr. Jesus, need him to help them become spiritually well. Jesus answered, "It's not the healthy who need the doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Luke chapter 5, verses 31 to 32. The early church leader Augustine likened the church to a hospital, a place where sick people united in their willingness to acknowledge their sin and acknowledge their trust in the caring physician. Christians have admitted they need help and have found it in Christ. Faith in Christ's death on the cross is a crutch on which inadequate people lean for spiritual healing. So, today, whether you face injury or you're fully fit, will you rejoice in the healing work of Christ in your life as you trust him to cover your sin? Will you rest in the knowledge that he will ultimately bring healing and restoration to this broken world? Pray for yourself, Lord. Please help me to be delighted at how Jesus has healed me from the spiritual sickness of my sin as the great physician at the cross. Amen. Pray for your friends, Lord. Please open a door for your message of the opportunity to be healed from the sickness of sin to be proclaimed at my club or team today. Amen.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.